Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. When we talk about spiritual innocence, what comes to mind? When we talk about spiritual innocence, man, it's very important to take this, you know. We are basically, you know, looking into this as to what it means, you know, the very aspect of spiritual innocence. Now, I'd like us to listen also to our guest. And in this case, let us take Maletsatsi. Let's listen to Maletsatsi. That is Tsatsi Sunshine. Let's listen to her. And then after, some comments again from our guests. We are going to listen to our special guest, Rato. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this. Talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey, Maletsatsi.
Good evening, beloved listeners. This is Maletsatsi. And today I want to speak to your heart about something tender, something sacred. Spiritual innocence. In a world that often rewards hardness and hustle, there is a quiet power in remaining soft before God.
Yeah.
I have prepared about 4 points, which the first would be, what is spiritual innocence? Spiritual innocence is not ignorance. It's not naivety. It's the purity of heart that trusts God without needing all the answers. It's the childlike posture that says, Abba, Father, I don't know everything, but I know you. It's the ability to believe again, even after disappointment, to love again, even after betrayal, to hope again, even when the world says, don't bother. The second one would be, why we lose it? Life teaches us to protect ourselves. Pain teaches us to build walls, but in the process, we sometimes lose the softness that made us sensitive to God's whisper. We become guarded, skeptical, even cynical. And while wisdom is good when it's divorced from innocence, it becomes cold. Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom. That wasn't about age. It was about posture. Third, the power of innocence. Spiritual innocence is powerful. It's what allows us to forgive quickly, to worship freely, to obey without delay. It's what makes us vessels of light in a dark world. When your heart is innocent before God, you don't need to perform. You simply are. You become a resting place for His Spirit. And in that innocence, miracle happens, healing flows, peace reigns. The last point, how to return to it. If you've lost your innocence, don't worry. God restores. Start by being honest with Him. Say, Lord, I've become hardened. I've been hurt. But I want to feel again. I want to trust again. Spend time in His Word, not just to study, but to be washed. Surround yourself with people who carry purity. And most of all, ask the Holy Spirit to renew your heart. Today, may you return to the garden of your soul. May you find the child within you who still believes, still dreams, still dances before the Lord. Spiritual innocence is not weakness, it's your strength. Stay soft, stay surrendered, stay close to the Father. Thank you, and have yourself a wonderful evening.
Wow, Malitati, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. May the Father do you good.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This one is from Maria S. Msiza from Hillbrow. Thank you so much. And Maria says... Greetings, pastors. I'm learning a lot. I'm growing indeed. May God reveal more mystery so that we may grow. Thank you. Maria, we say to the Father be all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. May he be glorified. Not us, but him. We shall never make that mistake of taking the glory away from the Father. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can talk to us directly there, and it's 082, the WhatsApp 0826572729. We are keen to hear from you.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. And when you look into First Samuel chapter 24 verses 11 says, moreover, my father, see the corner of your robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the corner of your robe and did not kill you. Know and see that there is neither evil nor rebellion in my hand, and I have not sinned against you, yet you hunt my life to take it. Now, spiritual innocence here in the words of David to Saul, the king of Israel, he says, now see that there is neither evil nor rebellion. Spiritual innocence means that in our lives now there is neither evil nor rebellion against the Father, or to even tarnish what the Father is all about. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much for this point. You see that David was in a very good position to avenge himself, because he had all he takes, and the moment, the time was so right for him. But he realized that the vengeance was not his. That means he could not do something that he was not allowed to do, or he was, fit to do. Because although he was already anointed as king, but he did not have the power to do harm to Saul. You see, today, spiritual innocence also gives us what we call, it refrains us from doing evil to other people.
Mm.
Because we do not have the power, or we do not have the right to do that, although the opportunity can be given.
Mm.
You know, we are living in times where the Bible says that Paul speaking to Timothy, this is not a suggestion. He was telling him in the latter days, things will be very difficult. People will be betrayal to, people betray one another. People will love pleasure more than the Father. People will love, people will be in a very situations, and the people will do whatever they will do. That means there will be no regard of whatever the Father does.
Mm.
You know, today, you know, we always say it today. We see when you go today in the street, any street, the street of Johannesburg, wherever you find yourself, when you see something bad happening today, people do not see it as something happening to themselves. They see it as happening to others, and then they take advantage of that moment. In that moment of a weakness, in that moment of humility, or humiliation, actually, we take videos of people who are weak in that regard. Because David found himself in a position whereby Saul was weak. Anything could happen. He could destroy him. He could finish up with him. Why didn't he do anything? Because he said, I could do something to him, but I'm not going to do it because it's not because I've got the power, but I cannot do it because I realize that, I'm in a position of not doing evil to him. You know, these are times where we look at people who are weak. We look at people who are in a position whereby they cannot do anything with whatever they have, whatever they are, or whatever they have. We see ourselves as a protector of their lives instead of being, I mean, the destroyer of their lives. And David found himself in that. You know, when you take videos of somebody who's going through tough time, what do? We post it. We post it out there. But when you post it, we don't know the dynamics of that that video. It's going to go viral. It's going to go far away. That person is dignity going to be online. That means the person is going to lose a lot. Mm. Instead of us protecting, but we're going to find ourselves, I mean, exposing the person. Spiritual innocence as well, it helps us to understand that the person that we see, no matter who he is, what he is, and what he represents, is also like us. We could also find ourselves in the same position. But what do? Let's stay away from trying to harm the person. Let's stay away from trying to destroy the person, but let's work as a shield to the person. And David found himself saying, I'm not the one who anointed this man. He was anointed by the Father. For the respect that I have for the Father, if the Father to take him out, let himself do it, not me. When you find somebody is in a situation, you know, what we can only do is to be the defender. Let's defend the person. Let's play a role. Because tomorrow, if we are found as well in the same position, what are we going to do? You know, these are questions people can ask. I might find myself in the same position. What will I do? I would rather not do anything wrong to this person, but let the Father do it. Spiritual innocence, it helps us to know that whatever we have become, it is by grace. Nothing that what we have become can be taken by force. It is only by grace that we have become what we have become. It's only by grace that we are who we are. And if we can accept that, we can run and we can go a long way.
I hear you well. Thank you so much, Professor. I really hear you well and I appreciate. And remember, you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make with regards to this. Now, here's another one. This is from Deep Infection Entertainment. And they say, powerful. After listening to Malitsatsi there, they say, this is powerful. They are also very, very much happy after listening to all our guests. They say, powerful. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right. And of course, you can talk to us. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. And In God We Trust says, greetings, family. Thank you, Sister Malita Ati. I really needed to hear that. Glory be to God. Thank you, family.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right. And of course, let me bring this also to Muruti Mraka. And Muruti, let me bring to you Psalms 19 verse 13 says, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Spiritual innocence means that one is kept back from presumptuous sinfulness by the Father. But not only that, it is when someone does not have sin dominating their lives. And that not only that, it means also that one is without something that they that can be pointed on, as you said, that the devil has legal rights, that can be pointed on by right as something to blame on them because the Father has taken it away. What say you, sir?
Very much so, my brother, agreed 100%.
You know, I saw you and Vanessa looking at the same texture that I'm looking at now, Ivan. All right. Yeah.
Now, you know, when you mention the devil, I'm reminded of Yeshua HaMashiach saying this in Luke. To Kepha, Peter, saying the devil has a requisition for you that he might sift. And when he said you, he didn't say singular. It was plural.
Yes.
In other words, he has asked for all of you. Why? Because as a natural human being, there were things which the devil knew which he could see. These guys are like this, like this. Look at how Peter actually denied Jesus Christ. But what does the Messiah say? He says, I prayed for you that your faith would not fail. Mm. And then he looks at Kepha and he says, when you have returned, in other words, when you have repented, confessed your sin, and have been reestablished.
Yeah.
Strengthen your brothers. And if one reads Peter's second letter, you will see even when he is writing, knowing that now his time is close to go, he's still strengthening his brothers. And this is basically what our sister Maletati was emphasizing. Yes, emphasizing that should you find that you have actually strayed, remember, this is not your ability, it is the ability of the grace. The grace works with faith to make sure that we come out the way God wants us to come out, without blame, without shame, without guilt. Although the adversary is accusing us day and night, prosecuting, he is the most busy prosecutor, but we have an advocate who knows the case, who has actually paid the price so that he can actually say to the Father on a daily basis, as we live here on earth, I have paid. Yes, my blood which has paid. And the advocate who is with us, the Holy Spirit, then says to us, don't step there anymore. Step here. Sure. So that you continue to remain in the mercies and the inviolateness of David. You know, I am blessed when Pastor Kabamba was answering you, because David was merciful. He inherited an eternal kingdom because he never took it upon himself to decide matters, but he showed mercy to the old and false king, and the Father gave him the eternal kingdom. In 10. And Daniel, who was innocent, was saved from the mouth of lions. All those examples in the Eighth Covenant writings, and even the examples of the apostles and elders and others who went before us, they show us they trusted on the Messiah, because it is only the Messiah who makes us innocent.
I hear you quite well.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. We are talking about spiritual innocence and what it is even all about. What it is even all about. And like I said in the beginning, we also have the services of Rato, and she also will be gracing us and telling us what spiritual innocence is even all about.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey, Rato.
Good evening, Pastor, the beloved contributors to the program, and not forgetting the amazing listeners of Radio Pulpit, Jigelele. Tonight's discourse, we're going to be delving deep in spiritual innocence. Mm. And innocence in a biblical narrative is multifaceted as a concept which encompasses the original state of humanity, the redemptive work of Christ, and the ongoing sanctification of believers. Mm. It also serves as a reminder of God's holiness and the call for His people to live in a manner that reflects His character. So today I stand and I still say, you cannot say thank you to Badimu, Limu Dimu after you receive God's blessing in your life, because you need to reflect His character. So it's very important that you need to know how His character is. Mm. And now I'm going to talk about the innocence in Christ, where Jesus Christ is the ultimate embodiment of innocence. As the sinless Son of God, He lived a life of perfect obedience to the Father. Jesus is the great high priest, as highlighted in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. It affirms this, saying, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have the one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet was without sin." Mm. Christ's innocence made Him the perfect sacrifice for the sins of humanity, fulfilling the requirements of the law and restoring the possibility of innocence before God for those who believe in Him.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to talk about innocence and us as believers. As believers are called to pursue a life of innocence and purity, reflecting the character of Christ. The book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 encourages us to become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a crooked and perverse generation, in which you shine as lights in the world. This pursuit is not achieved through human effort alone, but it's important that we need to recognize the transformative work of the Holy Spirit. This innocence of us believers is both present in reality and a future hope, and we can only hope through faith in Jesus Christ, because we are believers, are justified and declared innocent before God, which the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 1 states that, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace without God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Additionally, the ultimate restoration of innocence will be realized in the new creation, where sin and its effects will be completely eradicated. In closing, Pastor, I'd like to remind us, and for those that don't know, the fruits of the Holy Spirit that are listed in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. These are the qualities that I mentioned at the beginning that reflect God's character. These also result from perseverance and the presence of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These characters are seen as evidence of the Spirit's work in a Christian's heart, enabling them to live according to God's will. And us as believers are encouraged to cultivate these fruits by allowing the Holy Spirit to work within them through substances such as prayer, spending time in God's Word, and gathering with other believers like we are doing tonight, sharing our notions on the topic of spiritual innocence. Because what we're doing is pleasing to God, educating us about different scriptures that highlight tonight's discourse of spiritual innocence is of utmost importance. And when you know God's character, you will not go out there in the world and say, I am thankful to Modimu, le badimu, because you'll only be thankful to Modimu.
Yeah.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you so much, Rato. I really, really appreciate this. And of course, may the Father do you good.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
All right, Charlotte Maruling says, kindly, good evening, Muruti Ray. Kindly finish me with Maletsatsi's number in regards with spiritual innocence. Look, I will ask her first. And then, of course, then she can leave her numbers, you know, because if I can give you her numbers without her telling me to, then I'm in trouble. So not that she anticipates anything bad, but we know what happens. People also need to know who is calling them for what and how they get their numbers. And so I'm not being mean or rude, but I will ask her. I promise you. And she's listening, by the way. And she will respond to that if she's okay with it.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Daily companion it is. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say about this. Spiritual innocence, what it is even all about, hanging out with Professor Samuel Kabamba and also Muruti Karabo Moraka. We are touching on this. What is spiritual innocence? What is it even all about? What does the word say with regards to this? Now, here's another word of exhortation. And this is just an amazing one. 2 Peter 3, verses 14. And I like it so much. It says, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. To be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. It means let us not be doing it on our own so that we find ourselves, because that will be self-righteousness. But it says, let us present ourselves to him. It says, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent. Be diligent to be found by him. And it says, in peace, which means in his peace, without spot and blameless. And spiritual innocence is fundamental. And the source of it is the Messiah, indeed, who is the reflection of the Most High. And he is reflecting this to us, just like in the book of Revelations. 22 there, it says, for the river was flowing from the throne of the Most High and into his right hand side, into the throne of the Lamb, and then from the throne of the Lamb into the temple. And this is what it does. He is flowing his nature into us. And it is him who has founded this innocence. It is not our doing. It's not our church regulations and denominational regulations and pastoral certificates. What say you, Professor?
Yeah, exactly that, Muruti. Thank you very much for that. You know, today we can go through a lot of, exercise, a lot of, domains, or we can do a lot of things just to look good in front of people. Mm. But while, the very outside that we can show to people is not as great and as magnificent as the inside that nobody sees. Mm. Now, you see, the Master, our Lord, our God knows better. It goes beyond what we can see with our eyes. Because today we are sitting here, there's a place, again, we read it in the book of, I mentioned it in passing, in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3. You see where Paul is saying that Janus and Jambres stood against and opposed Moses, but today we have people who stand in front of you who are opposing the truth. Spiritual innocence is to be in a place whereby you accept the truth the way it comes to you. You don't want to hide before it, but you accept the way it's presented to you. And the truth of God that defines us. We become what the truth says, not what we want people to know. We want people to accept us out there. Now you humble yourself. You know, today, if you see in our church, Christendom today, people are pushing for whatever title that they can get as well, because they think that if they can get that title, then they become something. While there are people who are more knowledgeable than them, but they are so quiet in their quietness, they are doing wonders, they are doing greater works with the Master than those who are kind of coming out there and try to prove a point. You know, spiritual innocence is whereby somebody accepts, you know, that whatever I've become is not by my strength, it's not by what I'm capable of, it is by what the Messiah has done. We are just hiding on whatever it says. In the book of 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for our sake, the Father made Jesus to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is something that we need to look at closely. It's not because of anything that we have done. It is by His grace that we have become what we become. If we go to the book of Jeremiah 23, it's also speaking about how the Father, the Master, the Lord Almighty is our righteousness. That means we cannot today grasp it or take it by force or trying to prove a point because I did ABCDs that I've become something. No, it is because of Himself. You know, while we were still sinners, nobody prayed, nobody did anything, nobody sacrificed, nobody went for 40 days of prayer for him to come down. At the appointed time, he thought and he felt that it was the right time for him to come, so that he may come and save us who were sinners. And today, what we have become, no matter what we have come to achieve in life, but if you know where you're coming from, if you know what you used to be, if you know that it is because of Him that I'm who I am, and if today people can accept me, it's not because of my degrees, it's not because of my diplomas, it's not because of my status in society, but it's because of Himself who has seen as important to call me from whatever I was. And today I am a child of God. You know, being a child of God is something that we need to really appreciate. You know, when I meet somebody else who is also a child of God, I need to appreciate the Almighty Father for what He has done for all of us, but not to stand there and trying to prove everyone that, with kind of self-exaltation, self-righteousness, you know, I am better than you. There's none. Like, you know, the Pharisees, they were very specialists into that. Them, when they would walk, they would feel as if they were better than the other. While there's even the poorest, the Samaritan person could accept to help someone who was dying on the roadside. Then the Pharisees, the priests, and all these people, they thought that they were so holy that they could not even touch the dirt that, the person was dying there. That was just self-righteousness. They wanted to present themselves as if they were innocent, while there was no such. These are the same people who took the woman to Jesus and said, we found her in adultery. And Jesus said, look at them and say, okay, it's fine. But from you guys, as you stand standing here, I want the person who was never seen to start by throwing and stoning this lady, and everyone disappeared. Why? Because they thought that they were so righteous. Well, righteousness has nothing to do, first of all, of you cleaning yourself completely or having a title or having or a position in church. But righteousness has everything to do with the Messiah. And if we can understand that, and we allow ourselves to be in His hand, I believe that we can go a long way.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. We're talking about spiritual innocence, what this is all about, and what we should make of it. You know, much of the times, we tend not to want to talk about this because we are riddled with guilt. And to a great extent, I think the conditioning that has been going on in our journeys of being born-again believers and in our churches has been that we are riddled with guilt. We are just hopeless there. And we are, what do they call it, working in progress and all those other things. And because at times we also call ourselves sinners saved. Sinners saved. So we are the sinful who are saved, being sinners even after salvation or maybe prior. I don't know, but it means so many things and it's confusing at times. And this has been used by the devil to downplay the very notion of our innocence. Because once we know that we are innocent by the grace of the Father through His Son, we won't stop glorifying His name. And so to a great extent, there is a philosophy that is just like a political propaganda that makes us to actually think that it is upon us to actually condition ourselves towards this, whereas it's actually upon our surrendering to the Father and to work it in our lives. And by faith, we need to actually be doing that. But somehow, I think the shaping of theologies and all those things have really made us to be quite the kind of people that we are. A parent will always wash their child and present the child to themselves as clean. It's not the child washing him or herself, because they can't do it good. Put a two-year-old in a bath and say, wash. You got to be out of the bath by 30 minutes. Let's go. See what happens. See if they won't even relieve themselves there. And we are children of the Most High, continuously. And it's important to take note of that so that we cannot take credit for our own salvation. We should give the Father the glory, the majesty, the honor at all times. It's important to do that.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Now, in the book of Job, chapter 11, 15, it says, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yes, you could be steadfast and not fear. Surely, spiritual innocence has been given us in such a beautiful way. And before I go to Mrutimraka, I want to go to Alexander, to Togozani, and hear what Togozani says with regards to this. What do you say, Togozani? Welcome to the show, and may the Father do you good and grace you abundantly.
Evening. Yeah, Dr. Renokodi. Yeah, your topic is sounding very well with us. It resonates with our true nature of Christianity. You know, whereby, you know, when you're talking about the spiritual innocence, it takes us back to the original, whereby the origination, how have we been created, you know, recognizing the love of God, according also his objectives, why are we existing, you see, so to fulfill his promise. What is important up again, and Dr. Lokhodi, I can just only touch the subject of the Leviticus 25. It tells us more about the year of Jubilee. So the year of Jubilee, remember that it was the year whereby everything, it was being restored to its original place, whereby, you know, if we have committed the sins, they were being washed out. And then whereby maybe you have lost your possessions, or you've been dispossessed, so everything was being reset up again, and then back being brought to a normality. So those are the things, kind of things that we have to allude, or rather reflect upon, you see. So I mean, now this time around, we are talking more about love, we are talking more about generosity, we are talking more about how we do things, you know, up with the conditions of our way of living, you know. So these things, if I could just pinpoint, well, they've been, instead of year of Jubilee, it was just coming once after 50 years, so after the seven times seventh Sabbath, so it was 7 times 7 49. On the 50th, it was the year of Jubilee. Now these days, Christ has did so in just only 3 days, because of he have rebuilt everything anew, you know. So he reconnected us with Almighty God through his by carrying all the burdens that we were suffering about. Remember that there was a point whereby we've been deviated from the word of God. So then he actually came about, and then he restored everything into its original place. So we would like to say thank you very much, Ntateri Lokhodi Homorena Jesu Haile Arshwela Melato Ibile Reaphela Rekese Mafolofolo Lisasina Kajeno Resarata Huitumela Lerato Lahaye O Ineka Reka Elelo Letoro Yeo Yamorena Mudimu Rekere Khono Pelaka. All those spiritual fruits, kindness, love, generosity, come hold you at the hangar thing. That really hold you by Tibaha, level Saslimonati Yalebo Habontati.
Thank you so much, Togozane, Realeboha. May the Father do you good, Go Alexander.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Muruti Mraka, and of course, I go back to Daniel. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, it says, "My Elohim sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him." And I want to underline that, before him. It means, therefore, the innocence is valued by him. And it is projected by him. And the concept of before means that it proceeds from him. And I don't know if we really understand this quite properly in many instances and cases. It is him, therefore, and anything that is supposed to avenge any form of guilt and guile in us loses or forfeits the right to do so. Muruti Mraka?
Yes, thank you, my brother. Earlier on, you talked about how theologically we have come to some sort of contortion. And I believe it's because of not understanding this very concept which you are bringing up. To support it, I want to read what the Messiah said in Matthew chapter 12. His disciples started plucking grains and eating them. Now, according to the oral Torah, that was doing work. And they were doing work on a Sabbath. So the Prushim said to him, look, your disciples are doing what is not permitted to do on the Sabbath. And he said to them, have you not read that David, what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not permitted for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the Torah that on the Sabbath, the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are innocent? They are actually working in the temple, which is prohibited by this regulation of the Sabbath that you should not work. But they are not found guilty. Now, he said, yet I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, and then he quotes for them something which Hosea said, I want mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have prosecuted the innocent. In other words, prosecuted these disciples, which are innocent. The same way that the priests who are actually working on a Sabbath are innocent. And which is the reason why they are innocent. In verse 8, for the Son of Mankind is Lord even of the Sabbath. In other words, these men are working with the Lord of the Sabbath. So, whatever they are doing, they are innocent because of their reliance on the Lord of the Sabbath. Who is that? The Messiah. Daniel, even in the lion's den, he is relying upon the Messiah. He is before the Messiah. And therefore, from the Messiah comes the grace which renders him innocent. And Paul, in conclusion, Paul says something here in Romans chapter 7. And this is what causes the contortion. This story in chapter 7, that I want to do what God wants me to do, but I find myself practicing what I don't want to do. And he comes and explains this in that it is because of sin which is in my flesh. Number one, theologically, we have robbed the word flesh of its real meaning. We have started calling it a sinful nature. It's not sinful nature. It is the flesh, my very flesh. In it dwells sin. And it is this sin in my flesh which causes me to do the things which I don't want to do. That's why in Galatians we are told, walk in the spirit, not in the flesh. Whose flesh? My flesh. I must not walk in my flesh. My flesh responds to things, but I must not walk in it. I must walk in the spirit. Now, Paul, having shown that there is a problem, you want to do things which the spirit demands, but you end up doing the things that the flesh that in verse 24, he says, wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? And verse 25, we always say thanks to God.
Absolutely.
Actually, the word there is grace. Meaning, the grace of God through Jesus Christ is the one who delivers me out of this whole thing. We need to have a repentance concerning grace. We need to realize that it is grace which is helping us to be innocent.
Wow.
And it's the grace of God. The grace of God is Jesus himself.
Amen. Thank you so much, Murita. I really appreciate. And of course, Pastor Sam, finally, what say you? I know we left with a minute. What do you say finally on this, sir?
What I'll say is, I mean, humility needs to characterize us,
yes,
as children of God,
mm-hmm,
to know that not by anything that we have become what we become. We are who we are today by grace, and the people who are outside there, it does not mean that they are condemned to remain outside.
Yes.
But one day they can also be in. That means as we go, let always give us grace to each other, because it is by grace that we are who we are.
Absolutely. Next week, let us talk about the role of stewardship upon us as the body of believers. We're talking about that. Muruti Mraka, thank you so much. May the Father do you good. Pass our regards and love at home, sir.
I will do that, my brother, and do the same for us and Pastor Kabamba as well.
Thank you so much. And Muruti Sam, thank you so much, my friend. Pass our regards and love at home.
I will do exactly that. Thank you very much. And pass our God as well to your families. Muruti Karabo, do the same. May the Almighty God bless us.
Hallelujah. And of course, to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's no one like him. And we exalt his holy name. It is by his Holy Spirit that we get to understand everything. And he is teaching us and guiding us into all truth by his Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you also to our special guests who had come through. Malitzati, God's girl, Julia. Dr. Barato in absentia, man, we understand. They just lost their son there at school, at the university, you know, the medical university. Sifako Makati University, Medical University, usually called Metunza. And of course, thank you so much to Rato. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. And we say, Tuda Raba.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.